This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back. Now, let's pick up where we left off.
We're Luna. And this is Gayotic.
Our podcast about absolutely nothing and yet everything, hosted by us homosexuals
who all share one brain cell.
Oh my god.
I'm Josette.
I'm Katie.
I'm Naomi.
The three of us have been in a band together for years. We've been friends for a decade, and we've been gay since the beginning of time.
Oh yes.
We should.
I can't believe it. I can't believe we got her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our beautiful, pretty friends.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
This also always, I feel like whenever we're introducing people on the podcast, I always can only just compliment their physical attractiveness.
Which is what people want to hear.
Yes, on the podcast.
People who listen to the radio.
I really want to know. Famously beautiful girl.
I mean, who wants to listen to anyone who's not attractive?
Girl question mark.
I like that assertion. I relate.
Yeah, absolutely. Girl question mark, exclamation point.
Oh God, Lucy, now I'm panicking in my head because and this happens to me a lot with you. I go, I'm pretty sure I know how to pronounce Lucy's last name.
Let's hear it.
Oh my God. Because I have a pronunciation icebreaker after that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I do.
Is it Dacus?
Yeah, it's Dacus.
Oh, thank
God. Like daytime kiss kiss.
Daytime. Wow. Lucy, daytime kiss kiss. Lucy,
you tell
it actually
that?
Is a little like bit doika.
It helps, right?
That's also cool.
Day kiss.
Wow. Daytime kiss kiss, baby.
And that's what we're going to be
doing
today.
Times
yeah,
to
we're
going to
be kissing all day time. All day time.
This is already unhinged.
Gayotic with Lucy, kissing all the time. Now, thank you for coming on the pod. I texted you this morning.
Nearly hours ago.
Oh my God.
And you are just such a homie. You said, hell yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
You drove from the west side. Did you drive here?
I was driven.
Well, another thing that is wonderful. Yeah, to be driven around. So wait, can I? These are my questions for you. How old are you?
I'm 27.
What's your sign?
Taurus.
Cool.
Okay, cool. Naomi and I both have Taurus risings. We're both Taurus risings.
Oh. Yeah.
What's your big three?
Okay. Taurus sun, Sagittarius rising, ooh. Gemini moon.
Wow. I'm a Gemini moon too. It's fucked up.
Wow,
shit.
You guys got a lot of.
And particularly fucked up in conjunction with the Taurus sun. Like, those don't mix.
I'm Taurus rising.
Are you
and Gemini
you're Capricorn?
Moon. I'm a Capricorn.
Earth, sun, air, moon.
Awful.
We will never know peace.
God, that's what everyone says. I'm sorry.
I'm never going to know
I'm
peace.
Like, shit, what does that mean?
I have an Aries Venus, which is really fun, and Leo Mars and Gemini Mercury. Those I really relate to.
My Venus I know is in Pisces. I'm very water.
Yeah.
I'm water and earth. Water,
are you like big into like holding somebody's face and being like, I'll love you forever?
Maybe. I don't know about forever. I'll try. I'll do my darndest.
Yeah.
I'm nodding.
I'll try.
Whatever. Yeah. I think you are, I love you forever, but you say it in a slightly different way.
I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know.
You say, what do you want to have for dinner tonight?
Baby? Yeah. Yeah. Say, actually, no. There are no decisions. No,
it's
already decided.
You're deciding what,
already decided,
what
but
you guys
I'm,
are having for dinner.
I'm cooking
the
dinner.
Dictatorship of love.
I do actually. Okay, so I do run a dictatorship
so
of love.
So you two are, this is a big deal.
Yeah, we share
you
a lot
two
of...
are starting your Saturn return. Naomi and I are ending ours.
Iconic. Wow. How does it, do you feel a whirring down?
Like I feel more in turmoil than ever. Before.
Really?
Do you really?
Are you serious?
Gosh. Yeah, totally.
I feel like every single time we check in with each other, it's like, you're
sometimes
like,
you should be
I'm
like, so
I'm the worst I've ever
depressed
been.
Depressed. Yeah. Flying off the handle. And it's like, I never have any idea.
No, I don't feel bad. I think, I don't know. Maybe I'm having a delayed.
What is up?
Saturn
what is going on?
Something's happening.
I think you're figuring yourself
becoming
out.
Becoming an adult, and yeah. I'm really fucked up, you guys.
Yeah. It's okay. So, mm-hmm. I love you.
Love you too. Yeah, and it's hard. When you've been emotionally repressed for a quarter of a century,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Things are delayed.
Maybe that's,
things are delayed.
Maybe that's
yeah.
Maybe that's
it's like,
it.
You have a feeling and then you're like, never mind that.
Yeah.
Because I will be continuing to vibe. And
push
then
it
you
on
vibe.
Down.
Sometimes you can't yeah. vibe anymore.
And
I've been
can't vibe anymore. I'm actually, I'm be real. I'm fine. Totally fine.
Maybe you actually need to stop saying that.
Or anything else.
I actually interject. Maybe that's the tea.
Yeah. But it's wonder, because
I know
like,
you're
it
fine.
Is the truth in that I'm not going to unalive myself.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Or anything
but
like
you
that.
But you can be not fine. There's stuff in between. Yeah.
And I'm not
Would
crying
you say
a lot.
You almost identify with like beginning a Saturn return? Like, do you feel like something is coming to the surface in a new way?
No.
Do you feel out of control though?
No.
But is
I don't think
is?
I ever felt out of control in my life. But I just feel turmoil. Like when you're inside yourself and you're just in a little bit of turmoil.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Do you think it's because of like us slowing down or
I experience a lot of turmoil. I understand.
It's just turmoil. I think I have a general sort of low grade like extreme
malaise.
Level of like existential malaise.
I do all the time. I that's my shit.
The thinking man's
delicious.
Dilemma. You know?
Absolutely, I'm
we
eating
love
it all
existential
day.
Existential malaise.
Yeah.
You're the only unmedicated remaining member of Muna, so you're riding that.
Let me tell you, being medicated doesn't even stop. But being medicated, you know, for a while it really did stop it, but then you know what? God finds a way.
How much longer do you think I have?
Well, I don't know.
Until God
we're
finds
we're
a way.
Different kinds. We have different
depends.
Kinds of mental illness.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
it's all delicious.
Yeah.
So what is happening with Pisces?
Yeah. Wait. Did you find out? For
no,
a second,
I was just gonna make the joke that I have a Bruno in Mars, which is so fucking stupid.
Okay.
I'm pretty
sure it's moving to Aquarius. Our straight correspondent, is it possible to Google where this is moving? What's the actual question?
And what is Saturn?
What's Saturn doing?
Thank you.
I think it's early March moving into Aquarius, but we need the fact check to happen.
I Googled where is Saturn now, and it says Capricorn.
Yeah.
So it's going
it's
to Aquarius.
Go into Aquarius.
I know people are really excited about that, actually.
Yeah, it's upheaval. It's revolution.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, a little more
of
that would be great.
I looked right at you.
Yeah, it's an unsettling time, and it's going to last for 2.5 years.
Oh, fuck
cool.
me.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. We're going to be struggling.
I struggle. You know, the thing is, God, I don't know if I believe in any of it because I'm like, honey, I struggle regardless of the sun.
Yeah.
But this is the thing that I like about, like, okay, the approach to astrology just being like, you can just take in the information and see if it's giving you tools that feel helpful for you, like in guiding things. Like when, you know, if you're just tracing the cycles of the moon, it's like knowing that the new moon is a good time to like set intentions and knowing that the full moon is a good time to let things go. It's like, I don't know. I just like the idea of like working with
ancient knowledge and ritual.
Movement.
We live in a ritual deficit.
Yeah.
My only thing about astrology as opposed to the moon is that isn't all the astrology actually wrong?
Apparently that's BS.
So it is right.
I don't know. People differ in opinions about all this.
Whatever.
Stuff.
The
also,
moon
like
makes
you,
sense.
What's of use to you is of use to you, and what is not is not. You don't have to like retrofit the truth to fit astrology. Mm-hmm. But if something is hidden, I don't know. It's a way to call up, you know, the things that you need to say to yourself.
Do you find that it hits? Or do you
often
search for
it hits
to hit?
In the most annoying fucking ways?
Do you go on like
can you curse
so
on the podcast? This is a radio. Yes. You can curse on the podcast.
Yeah.
We're live.
Actually, we're live. We're live on actually
we're
in
live
way
to
that
PBS.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But y'all are going to bleep out and put like a logo over my mouth whenever
yeah,
I curse.
We're
going to
say,
sure.
Can you believe
no,
that?
No, the picture is
going to
be us with tape.
That's what
it's
going to
be us with tape, and it's going to say, no hate. like the no hate campaign.
Oh my god, that's gonna be really powerful.
That would be a great Halloween costume.
That's a sick no hate campaign. So funny.
But some people are into that. I don't know. Like going to a party where you're feeling awkward, your costume like actually prevents you from saying shit you would regret.
I hate having to fucking talk.
And nobody could hate you because you told them not.
Yeah, no hate.
I need to just start following you on Goodreads because I'm fucking annoying and always just texting you.
I love
you
when you text
personally.
Me for book. Yeah, I get like a little fire in my heart.
People be reviewing and collecting little amalgamated
lists.
Yeah, I do
it. You can start an annual goal. Like I used to be such a bad bitch about my goal. I haven't met my goal in a couple of years because I used to read like a book a week pretty much.
Holy dickle.
And now it's like kind of a book every 2 weeks.
That's prolific.
You know, I was watching. I like the GQ series where people are like, "These are my 10 essential things." Watch Sydney Sweeney's. She was giggling about candy. She was like, "I love candy." And then the next thing was like, "This is the book that I'm reading." She's like, "I read a book a week," and I was like, "Whoa,
stuff."
I think she's probably on a plane all the time.
Yeah,
like
she's
doing travel that much, and if you don't get car sick or whatever.
I can do it on a plane, but I can't do it in the car.
I've been writing a lot on planes, which is cool.
Like writing songs?
And other stuff.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah.
Do you write a lot of things that aren't just songs? Like how do you see yourself as an artist?
Oh my god. Well, I write a bunch of different things.
Cool.
I feel like I'm more of a writer than a musician, and I don't know shit about music.
I really. Well, because you've been a journaler for a really long time, right? Mm-hmm. You're the only other person I know who transcribes their journals, and it makes me feel a lot better about.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Do you think it's narcissistic?
To transcribe the journals?
Yes.
Well, I stopped when I got to age 16. That was like a COVID thing. I would like wake up. I went back to the beginning for the first time ever because I never reread my journals because I was like, there will be a time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like self-aggrandizing this somehow, which I feel like I love living narratively and people who live narratively, but I think you can go off the deep end.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
Become too much of a character, and I don't want to like lose touch with reality.
Yourself?
Yeah, I don't want to mythologize myself, but COVID, I was like, maybe now's the time. So I went back to like when I was 8 and started doing that. And I got to age 16. And then I was like, this is actually too soon.
Yeah.
Mm. And a person came into my life at 16 that I was like, I actually don't want to read any of this right now.
Yeah.
So
put it down.
Well, how was the experience of like that? That's also such an interesting time. Like 8 to 16 is just like so many changes. Did you How do you feel about like reading it? And like, do you have takeaways?
Oh, it was so intense.
Yeah,
Did
this have to do with the making of your record?
Of home video?
Yeah.
Well, I did. I would like have a memory and be writing about it and then cross reference.
Whoa.
That is
and
so
I'd go
cool.
back and I'd be like,
that's so interesting.
You know, I'd write like two verses and then I'd read about it and then maybe that would be the third verse.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's right.
Like, we're all like, oh my God.
I mean, it's just such a rare resource to have because I actually don't really know many people who were disciplined enough to keep a journal like routinely during those ages.
No. I started writing a journal and then I got scared.
Oh, and someone was going to read it?
Okay, yeah.
I
would say the thing about journaling is actually accepting that you're not disciplined with it. Like so many people, the barrier of entry is like, I haven't done it in a couple weeks, and they show up apologizing.
Yeah,
and
I
like
have
don't
that
know,
problem.
Or like think like completionist. Like I need to journal about like everything that happens to me, or like at least one every other day. But like, I'll go a month without journaling and then hop back in. Honestly, some of the things that are the most important things that have happened to me, I've been living them, so I haven't had time to journal.
Yeah, totally.
And then I get to journal and I don't do it.
Oh my God,
I'll be like, you know what? It's been 3 years. Maybe I should try to put words to what happened. That type of thing.
Mm-hmm. That's really, I mean, I feel like I can hear it in your, like, your last record. I feel like so much of it just felt like a time and a place. And I wonder how much that experience actually, that's so freaking cool.
Thanks.
I'm absolutely blown. That's all.
Are there any takeaways from you've been transcribing yours?
Yeah,
do you transcribe them immediately or just
no? I'm just trying to, I'm pretty like caught up with myself at this point. I think I'm at, in like 2018 or 19. Mm. But that's also because like I have a few journals from when I was a kid, and then I have journals starting up at like 18 where I was like high for 1 year straight. And
it was a lit time.
Those entries are very interesting. But there's not a ton of them. So that was pretty fast to transcribe. I was going to say, like, it is funny, like going into transcription, kind of hoping for gems and like knowing what was going on in my life at the time. But then most of the time it's like most of the time we're on tour, I'm journaling about like how badly I want to poop. Like, I'm like, I really wish that I really wish that I
so funny.
Could poop before this show. It's like, it's, I'm just, Damn. I'm just getting stuff out. Like,
but that's great. That's like a way more accurate picture of what tour is. There yeah. like aren't that many accurate
yeah.
things.
Tour life. Yeah.
Do you lie to yourself in your journal?
Okay. Whoa. So that is something I noticed a lot. Like
for sure.
There was a period of time where I was in like a really bad, like romantic obsession over this person, and I was not doing well. But when I was journaling about it, I was so dishonest with myself about it.
Wow.
I was like, it's so like funny that like this person like thinks that they have, you know, a leg up on me or something. Mm-hmm. It's like I was like bragging to
you
the
say
journal
from underneath
like,
the leg.
Yeah, like it's from under yeah. the leg, like, from curb yeah.
stomped
pinned
into the ground
down by the leg.
I just think it's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's such good imagery.
Yeah,
music video. That's such a lesson. Like that. That was a big takeaway. Is like reading myself in middle and high school. I was like, oh, I. Was not you, what was this? What did I need to tell myself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't honest at all. So it's actually made me be more honest now. Like, I'm journaling way more embarrassing shit.
Yeah.
I'm journaling way more about how I feel than, like, what happened.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, there's probably a use, though. Like, even if you weren't.
Yeah. Like, it was a coping thing.
Yeah.
Did you have journal entries that, like, in terms of gayness, did you have entries that kind of triggered like, okay, I was being gay here, but maybe didn't.
Coded like, gay. I would love to read everyone's coded gay thoughts.
Mine weren't even coded, I'll tell you that. Mine was like, gay, horny cigarettes. And I was like, lock
ain't the
journal,
truth.
Throw it in the trash.
I couldn't even write
gay,
it down.
Horny
gay.
Cigarettes is another catchphrase for you. You
guys. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, just, yeah, yeah.
The third entry I ever wrote was about my best friend getting a new best friend.
Ooh,
and me like
that.
Hating her.
What year?
And,
what grade?
In like third grade, I think.
Hate that.
And being like, Tori like thinks that she knows Olivia so well, but she just doesn't, and like they're never gonna be as close as we were. And like
heartbroken.
I was like, just like, I'm not a lesbian, which I thought. Lesbian had I in front of it, so
a lesbian.
Well, yeah,
that's like so like
instead of a lesbian, I was like an a lesbian.
Well, it was like it was an Apple product actually before it was.
I lesbian.
Yeah, that's actually
that's
the future.
What AI is.
Yeah,
I got it.
It's Apple.
Yeah, these ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I'm
and
not
then
even
also
lesbian.
Things like just like talking about how much I love a friend and be like, if we were gay, you know, things, but like, but we're not.
That. I love
yeah.
that.
Or like, this would have been romantic, but we're girls. Yeah. Or like,
yeah,
the romantic
when
friendship.
When you were doing,
Kale's oldest time, baby.
Can I
Kale's
ask,
oldest
when
time.
You did gay things, was it allowed? Was it in the journal or was it out of the journal based on like acceptance?
Or were you not doing gay things because
I was
of
not
your
doing gay
upbringing.
Things for a long time or yeah. like doing gay things but I didn't see it, you know, like
yeah.
sleepovers
Love, long hug.
Where it's like we were playing this game.
Absolutely.
Or like
love games
called
yeah called
making
going
out
to
with
bed
tongues.
Yeah,
yeah.
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 Or like
called go to bed
or like this happened and I don't really know what to think about it, like I don't know, I was having like closeted things for so long. Yeah. And like, I don't know, there was like this one entry that I haven't reread actually, but I've thought about, because there was like this woman that like took me into a bathroom one time and just started making out with me. And whoa. I eventually was like, wait, what's happening? But it took like 10 minutes, you know? Yeah. It was like, wait, what are you doing?
That ain't the truth. Yeah.
You have full sex and you're like, wait.
It was like, wait, who are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
And oh I, like, so I'm pretty sick. Sure I'm not going to have said that. You know, like, it was like sure. kind of a recovered memory recently.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm trying to be more honest.
From around, like, what time was that?
Again? That was like 20, mm-hmm. or not 20, 19 or 18 or something. Early college.
I want to zoom out and say, like, what words in terms of like identity and sexuality, like what words are feeling good for you right now? Like what language do you like? Are you, or do you,
I love do to you never like language? Say,
do you rebuke it?
But I, yeah, rebuke? I feel like it, I guess queerness is always good because it's like so wide.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like literally pansexuality is what makes sense.
Pansexual, the, sexy.
Yeah.
Love them all.
I had friends, like, I remember being like, I think I'm poly and pan. And friends were like, no, you're not. Those are annoying and you're not annoying. Straight up.
Like, gas. That's savage.
And
gas.
So it took like a long time to be like, actually, nah, I think that's true.
I think it's just that the burners like colonized those ideas.
Yeah, they did.
And then everyone was really like, interesting how different words like go in and out though. Like I feel like we're in a really big lesbian moment. I lesbian, but like
well, it's because I lesbian.
But I never would have identified or wanted to identify with that word when I was like younger, and disregarding the fact that I was not out in high school at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Lesbian felt dirty, but speaking mm-hmm. of a dirty sin, we're gonna take a quick break. To sin behind the camera. Let me start by saying this show, Gayotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now? Speaking of BetterHelp,
not
in.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be, you know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently, and absolutely. It's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life, or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know?
We are very pro therapy as a band.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm also pro like getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was like the first therapist that they
I was going to mention a friend
found.
Of ours who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp as an individual that travels quite a bit and mm-hmm. needed to be able to do it over the phone. And yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date, and mm-hmm. it makes you feel very nervous, and you do have to find the right person, and mm-hmm. BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit betterhelp.com/gayotic today, and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gayotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go,
please.
You're listening
get
help. To Gayotic? Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What did you say about you pan? You said pansexual, sexy, love them all. Is that what you said? I like
yeah.
that.
Wait, but I wanted to say about pansexual. Welcome back. I wanted to say about.
Welcome back to being gay.
Pansexuality and pansexual, the word that I've heard some
very cool queers recently like start using the word pansexual more. So mm-hmm. I want to call it as a trend forecast.
Cool.
That pansexual is coming back. Naomi's giving me a face like they don't actually believe me.
No, but I no, because I have a question actually. Uh-huh. I got excited. Oh, I wasn't upset.
So excited to be gay.
Wow. So because here's I feel like the pansexuals and the bisexuals are beefing. Now this is a beef I have no involvement in.
Yeah, and but let's get into it nonetheless.
Both, I love them all. I love pansexual.
I'm feeling pansexual like for them.
I've now been feeling like I need to identify as bisexual because of being like
I think then pan, no?
But I think it's so
if bi then pan.
You're that's you're what pan. A lot of bi people
not
say.
Not to tell you what to
and
tell
and if it
you
feels
what you
gay,
are.
It is.
Yeah. I'm still gay.
I'm so gay.
I'm it's so gay. Gay.
The way that I feel.
I wish sometimes make, like I'm a lesbian.
I know. We need to make like a definitive like gay chart that like isn't, you know, it's not all like the logical proof is not. It's not valid, but it's true.
I think
you know
if
what
it
I mean?
Feels gay, mm-hmm. it is.
It's gay. I think that's as simple as it gets. I think you know when it is.
If it feels, it's like, oh, this feels gay.
That's pretty loose.
You I'll say loose. That. It's you say loose. That, but if
you know.
Your straight people couple know. Is going to come in here and say it
but
feels
they don't,
gay.
But they don't know what that means.
I have straight friends that are like, our relationship's really queer. And I'm like,
I hate you.
But I'm like, what path do you want, babes? You know, like, if you need to say that before you say, actually, I'm gay, like, like that's, I don't know, play around with the fucking
big to me.
Or that's just like that's, they talk about what they want out of their sexual relationship. That's probably what they mean. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like straight people can enter into a sexual situation and not necessarily have a discussion about what that might look like. Whereas
like
getting that's
pegged?
Not, no. I mean like when you're a straight, if you're a girl and a boy and you're gonna have sexual intercourse. Hetero. Let's say the year is 2005.
So straight and cis.
Yeah. Straight and cis. You there's like you're not you maybe before are not gonna have a conversation of like, okay, so like what do you like? Like what are you? Like you know what I mean? But that's a conversation.
Which I
that
really feel is a shame.
They're coming around mm-hmm. to that.
They totally
I think,
are. That's
I think
why
that's
said getting pegged.
I think one of the proliferations of like queerness in culture has been this sort of language of like, oh, we can actually like talk about what
is
we,
pegging
what
queer?
We want.
That no, pegging no. This is the thing where I think the straights would maybe think it's
unless
queer.
I was waiting for them to answer.
No, I don't think pegging is
it's
queer.
Not inherently queer.
It's not inherently queer. But no.
No, it's not.
Let me finish the thought, woman. Pegging is not queer.
Okay,
but straight people view it as queer because
of homophobia.
Totally. Pegging is not queer. The fucking man's G spot is in their booty. Like, get pegged, baby.
You know how I thought people masturbated.
Yeah.
I've said it before. I'll say it again.
I don't
say
know it again.
But it's a subversion
I'll say
of.
It again.
Okay. Yeah, but
when I was a little kid, I think it was, and not to be a big downer, but it was this. I remember this being around 9/11 when I had this. So this was around 9/11. I was pre sexual ultimately, but I started learning. I was like 8. I started learning about what sex stuff was.
I can't sit pay attention to this story.
So you can really feel like you're there with me, sort of having these thoughts.
You're
just keep
changes.
In mind the news discourse is being dominated, you know, that kind
of
stuff.
Of course,
you're seeing, you know, seeing that all that stuff, all the stuff on TV.
We're gonna go to war.
We're gonna go to war, and then
oh my
I'm
God.
And
okay.
And people start. People
it's
in my
funny.
School start.
It's not funny.
Well, it a little.
It's so funny.
It's pretty funny. And people in my school start having conversations around that age of like when kids are talking about sex, but they don't know what the fuck they're saying.
Yeah.
It's like they have an older sibling, and they're like sex. You know, they're just saying shit
totally.
For no reason.
Really
yeah. I was like, what's up with all this sex stuff? So I'm like thinking, I'm learning that people like masturbate, and I'm like, okay, cool, that makes sense, feels nice. I get it. I've done that. And
how
then,
did you do it?
I'm not gonna say, love. but I thought that I don't know how the fuck, this is such a weird confluence of information that I was receiving
at time. Oh, okay.
Boys, never mind. Well, that I was receiving at time. I thought boys, I knew that boys masturbated, and I also knew that boys had a G-spot in their assholes.
It's just
so
vibes
I thought,
that
I didn't know that boys got erections. So I thought they just looped their dick around and put it in their asshole where it felt good. Listen, and I was like, yeah, that would make sense.
There's a little rod. There's a little hole.
I like the idea that made sense the dick to me. I thought would it kind was, of like function was, like those sink, like those absolutely. Faucets that kind of like pull out.
That's the exact image yeah. that I thought it was. Wow. I thought they stretched it out, looped it back around and put it right back in there and had a great time.
Got it in.
I really did. And I was like, that sounds cool.
And you know
cool.
what?
And if you know what? They tried.
Yeah.
That's probably a rite of passage.
Yeah,
that's sure probably a really important rite of passage to try.
Yeah,
boys, try it if you tried this.
Yeah, I would like to know.
Man,
I
let me know a, if you tried it.
I got a flashback when you're talking about kids like learning about sex but not knowing what they're talking
People
about.
People just said crazy stuff.
I got a flashback to being in third grade, turning in a story, and then getting called in during my lunchtime
because you were like, they had sex in, on it. In the story,
I guess in the story, and it's a little bit gay shame as well. Like in the story, I had described a girl as being like a sexy girl.
That's so rad.
Well, the thing is, let me tell you, even if you're in third grade, you got eyes, baby.
Right.
You know.
I like this. She was a sexy girl, and my teacher had called me in because she was like concerned as to like why I was using that kind of language.
I'm like,
she was,
if like, you're concerned about that, you better be concerned about all the other stuff I know.
When we were growing up, it's like also you learn these words, so you're like, well, yeah, she was a sexy girl.
Also, I think I was walking around being like,
you sexy know,
like,
good. You
get I might
sex.
Have even said, wait,
sex girl.
Did I actually say sexy bitch?
Oh my God.
It was the early 2000s. I think that would make sense.
Yeah. I might
or
have
the
said
late
90s. Sexy bitch.
Early 2000s.
If like, a, what, 7 year old? How old are you?
I was third grade, so that would be like eight.
If an 8 year old did that, I would maybe be 11. At least curious enough to ask, like, where did you.
Yeah, I feel like you'd have
to. Because it could have been a movie.
You would have. I feel like you would have had to ask if you were a teacher just to be like, hey.
Yeah. I think I had seen 16 Candles at my friend's house.
Oh my gosh.
That blew my world right open.
Can I tell a 16 Candles story really quick? I'm adopted and so is she. And I was raised, she was basically like, I'll tell you anything you want to know, but just really actually want to know it. And then when you're 18, we'll give you like this big file. Mm-hmm. And so like every birthday, I would kind of like pick a question or two to ask. Mm-hmm. And on my 16th birthday, she and I stayed up and watched 16 Candles at like midnight. And then afterwards kind of turned to each other and she's like, so? And I like had these questions for her. But that's like, it's just
really
a core
cute.
Memory that like never comes
really
up.
Sweet.
It's not even, it's not like a story that I tell.
No, I mean,
why would it come up?
It's really cute.
But how cute is that?
It's really
like,
sweet.
Was it intentional like that ended up being the way that like getting this information functioned, that it would be like on a birthday?
No. And I don't even know if she would remember it that way. There were other times that things would come up and I'd be like, you know, oh, who, what's up
this?
With this? Like but it did to me feel like this annual, like, opening for it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Which
just
is
really
so
sweet.
And also mirrors them, because I feel like there's a scene in that movie when, like, she's having a, like, one-on-one with her dad in a way that she doesn't normally.
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember them.
The
Thank
way
you for
that
sharing.
Some of us.
Yeah. So cute.
Okay, so the thing that we are going to ask you about, it's... I already have uttered the phrase.
Oh, gay shame. Is
gay
that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
you're going to ask me about gay shame?
Yeah, we're going to ask you about gay shame. We're going to ask you about, I mean, we kind of already have touched on it, I feel like. But in a way that Naomi has already modeled, it's kind of like giving the context, giving the time and place around
gay,
the memory.
Gay cigarettes, 9/11 masturbation.
Exactly.
Something kind of like that.
Something
if it's
a
musical,
bit like that,
that's actually really helpful.
Yeah, you get bonus points.
I mean, as a musician.
Yeah, we're all
musicians.
Mm-hmm. Here, so
I'll
could,
sing all my answers from now on.
That's
this could really be the start of something like, yeah,
gay
truly.
Gay shame.
Yeah, yes. Sam. But yeah, like the first time maybe
that
you,
as a little.
I'm trying to think about what we have talked about with gay shame as like a.
What's the first memory that you have of like feeling like, oh no?
Like I've talked about like pausing a movie, like looking at boobies.
But did you feel shame?
I felt like I needed to pee.
Oh,
hornacious.
I felt hornacious. And I did feel shame because I knew that I had to like. Not be doing it by the time that my family came home.
The things that happened between you and a DVD player could be really serious.
I also posted like on a MySpace like like message board game, like this thing about similar to your journal entry, like I'm not an I-lesbian. I was like, I hope I'm not. My thing was like, I'm not, I hope I'm not a lesbian or something like that. And then like somebody in my grade like somehow did like the detective work to like figure out that it was probably me. Shout out Claire. And if you're listening to this like 20 years later, yeah, it was me. Of course, I didn't tell you that it was me. But it was me.
And stop talking shit, girl.
Stop talking shit.
I hope Claire is listening.
Yeah. And shout that. Out. To, and shout out.
And shout out. Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
Nothing wrong. We're all kids.
Yeah.
Everyone was.
Forever.
Yeah. That's a reason I don't want kids, because they have to be a kid.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Makes me think about that line in your song. It's like, you might be the first kid ever to not hurt another kid.
Mm. Not an option, though.
Not an option.
I don't know if it's the first, and or if this even answers your question, but like I was raised in church,
yeah.
And so there was a lot of anti-gay sentiments, but not my mom was involved in theater, so I was surrounded by
a
gay
juxtaposition.
People. Like, so there was a lot of like hate the sin, not the sinner type of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I love gay people all through life. But to me, like I understood if that was me, it would be a really fucking big deal.
Yeah.
As in like going to hell. You'd be going to hell?
Like going to hell and ostracized by many people that cared about me. Like, and kind of unclear. It just wasn't, I was so good at not knowing myself. I've been talking about this because I recently saw a Bible verse, Proverbs 3:5-6, just that, not the verse. And I was like, boom, and I remember the verse, which is,
let's hear it.
It's like something like, trust in the Lord your God and lean not on your own understandings, like put yourself onto him and he will make your path straight. Also, making your path straight is really funny.
Yeah.
but basically just like valuing a not even like pushing down your desire, but valuing not being in touch with it and being completely disinterested in who you are. That's something I thought was good about me, that I could completely empty myself.
That feels like
as
some
a vessel
Gemini
for God.
Moon shit.
You think so?
Maybe, because I feel that way.
It's just wild.
And
how
I didn't really have I had
this, that religion.
God
is.
Was around, but God was confusing. God was different stuff.
Mm. Yeah,
I can't believe I was not confused about God. I was like, that's the one thing.
Well, I mean,
but
like, you, as a kid,
you do strike me as a very spiritual person. So you probably did have a sense of like communion with like spirit or something, which can then be confusing because you're like, I do have a sense of that. Like there's a something going on that's bigger than me. And this book is what everybody is saying that that's all about. So it must be this.
Yeah.
Like that's just that was the dominant like. You know, I was raised Irish Catholic, so that was like what was in our culture. And it's only now that I'm like, oh, actually, I like paganism. But it's taken me so long to like figure out, you know, that I can still have a spiritual life and it doesn't have to be connected to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's this really good book, Heretic, by Gina Cadleck that came out recently. That's like a queer post-Christian memoir.
Sick.
So
I would be reading.
That out there. Yeah. And she kind of comes into like tarot and astrology at the end of it.
Cool.
And like RPGs as religiosity.
Yeah, totally.
Like role-playing games.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So insane. I don't know. It's a cool arc. She like she's really into church, gets married, realizes she gets divorced anyways. But
You weren't in touch with yourself?
Was not. And so again, I don't know if this answers it, but like, you know, sexy animals, like I'm not snitching on myself about like a preference right now, but like they weren't human, so I was like, wow, like I feel like I do talk about this too much, but it comes up because gay shame actually does come up all the time in interviews because of the shit I write. Like I remember seeing the Goofy movie,
hell yeah,
and the poet dog, fucking turtleneck, like
not giving a gender.
Not giving a gender.
Giving non-binary.
I was like, wow. And then without having said anything, my dad covered my eyes.
Huh.
And he was covering my eyes all the time. Like at movies. So I knew what I shouldn't, like beautiful women, he would just cover my eyes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that the gay shame.
The fear of sexuality.
Yeah.
As well.
And I think maybe his motivation was like, you shouldn't become this. Cause also I wasn't allowed to watch Rugrats. Because their voices were annoying. I wasn't allowed to watch any show where they disrespected the parents because they didn't want me to. Like, their understanding of media as an influence, I think, was actually kind of true. Like, I also think that media is the biggest parent of all of us now.
Oh, it absolutely 100. Is.
And so, like, they got that.
I had a similar sort of, I think non-religious, but my mom, I couldn't watch SpongeBob. Mm-hmm. I couldn't watch anything that was like, couldn't watch the Rugrats. I couldn't watch any cartoons. My mom lied to me about TV for 10 years.
I mean, in a way, though.
She thought that she was like, we only get this channel and it's PBS. So
yeah,
enjoy that. Mm. And I was like, cool.
What was, because she didn't want you to
She didn't want me to watch things were annoying. Mm-hmm. Or things where people were being objectified or like things that were inappropriate.
I kind of get that in like a, you don't want to watch it. You're a parent. She just didn't want to watch it. Yeah, you don't that's what
I'm
wondering.
Well, it's like, I'm sure at a certain point, there's like, I think a line in parenting where it's like, either you want, it's like to treat the child like a child or to treat the child like an adult in terms of like not having to baby the child's like media intake. You know what I mean? Where mm-hmm. it's like, I feel like your mom chose educational things for like you to watch as opposed to like something that was kind of like meaningless mm-hmm. and just entertainment for like entertainment's sake.
And I still kind of don't, I just don't get it. But I understand that it's meaningful for a lot of people. Like that kind of, that era of cartoons and stuff.
Are you getting asked about this a lot like now around like since Kissing Lessons came out or what are the songs that people gravitate towards and are like, you gay, huh?
more than I meant for them to gravitate to.
Sure.
It's so funny, like Christine, for example, mm-hmm. I wrote that
not realizing
and then everyone's like, this is gay, and I'm like, no it's not, and then now I'm like, yeah,
it is gay.
Everybody was so right.
I know. That's so cute. It's like the same thing of like,
and
not
that's
realizing
like now. Like that's I'm still doing that.
I think it, I mean, how can we're like, even if you didn't have that experience like with your parents, just like the culture that we were all raised in,
I think
like
anybody,
of our age. Yeah.
It's truly
just,
anyone
just
between 25 and
like 600
years older. It could not have. If you were queer, I think it's impossible to not have materialized and internalized that.
Yeah, because you get raised by everything that you see.
Yeah.
So 100. Even if your parents are awesome, you're going to totally encounter somebody that makes you feel bad about your thoughts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that sucks.
Is Kissing Lessons a real thing?
Kissing Lessons is an exact story. I almost posted the photo. I found a photo of me and my friend Rachel. Uh-huh. And I haven't talked to her in forever, but.
Still?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm surprised by that, but.
No,
I
she
mean,
moved
I guess...
away. We just stopped being friends. Yeah, but I found photos of us on Halloween and stuff. And
but don't you think your fans are probably like in her DMs? Like...
It's just Rachel, just one. I mean, I don't even follow her on Instagram or anything.
Right.
I like went and found her. Facebook. I think she's married. Maybe.
That's where those people be. Mm. They don't be on Instagram. The people from the past.
The past. Yeah.
No, they exist only on. That's the only medium that.
And we're not even friends on Facebook either. Yeah. So don't. Nobody should go looking for this person. But,
yeah. Yeah.
I didn't end up. But for me, it was cute to be like, oh. And yeah, it would just like every day after school, just like run up to her room and start making out. But honestly, the gender play was. Just as important.
Yeah.
The husband playing husband.
Yeah.
It's like.
It was totally who's husband sometimes.
It was.
Yeah. Also, that was the most playful part. You know, like the kissing was like kind of like technically interesting. But then all of this like lead up of like switching off gender play.
Totally.
I mean, kids do it all the time in a not sexy way too.
Right.
Just
it's
like
just
playing
natural.
Doctor, you know, or playing anything.
I was going to just say, I feel like that's really what, like, everything is actually about. It's, like, not about the thing. It's about everything before the actual thing that occurs.
Sure.
You tell me about it.
But, I mean,
that's
like,
also
that's
very
that's,
lesbianic.
No, but that's, I mean, like, that's also being, like, even closeted, you know? It's, like, I feel like every queer movie these days is, like, or every queer movie that I relate to, it's, like, all about, like, the closeted, you know, shit. Or, like, no. You know?
Yeah, I
because
think I'm in
Uno
a period
knows,
of life.
Ooh, yes, God.
I know.
It just is.
It's like, I don't actually agree with, like, the beef about,
like, yearning? I don't want to see any more lesbian movies that are like just like girls like looking at each other.
Because
like,
I've been doing that.
I do.
I do.
We, also just we were doing that. We
and
were
also, if it's good, I don't care. Like,
I don't care.
If it's made well, just make art about. I hate when people like, we've reached the quota of this subject matter.
Right.
It's like, did you like the thing? Like, was it
totally?
Good? Like,
I'll tell you, the void in me is endless. I'm ready to keep giving me content that I like.
Yeah, and also like, you don't know who is going to engage with that for the first time.
Totally.
And that's really important.
Yeah, but I also think like I'm excited. I think with our last album, at least we were trying a little bit to get into the world of like, okay, what happens after, you know, like the silent glances are exchanged and. Like, can that be as hot as, you know, your fantasy of something?
I need it all.
Everyone shakes their head.
No, yeah. No, I'm saying, no.
I was like, say it.
I think the yearning
I'm on that shit now. I'm like trying to, powerful. I don't know. I feel like maybe people don't even notice. I don't have any love songs. I have one breakup song. I have a bunch of like complex friendship love
You
things.
Have so many friendship
so many
love songs. I mean, that's,
things.
It, yeah.
But I'm trying to write like love songs.
Amazing.
And sexy shit. And it's so embarrassing.
Well, I think that's really great. Hard about it.
Y'all shit is very, like, you're able to do it.
Well, it took you years.
And they could tell you about some really bad, like, love sexy songs that I have written. And
you gotta write bad ones.
Yeah. Those are some of my worst memories of being in Muna, is, like, having to sit in a room with them playing a song that's, like, about...
She had a song. Wait, are you thinking My Sex?
Yeah, I'm thinking My Sex.
There is a song. I don't know. I don't actually know what it was.
I'll say this. Just to say the words my and sex were an octave apart.
My sex.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Just imagine
that. It's kind of St. Vincent-y to me for some reason.
And then you put it in silk.
St. Vincent writes horny stuff quite authentically.
Oh my God, yeah.
I think it takes time.
You know that song?
Yeah, that song's great. That whole record. That record. Fuck me up, motherfucker.
Do you think St. Vincent
Andy
is
be on the pod.
Top or bottom?
I don't know. Let's find out.
I don't
Let's
know.
Have I,
know.
On the pod.
I kind of feel like it, to be honest, I feel like it would be so much more heady than even switch. Top and bottom.
Switch.
Yeah. I feel like it's like you're having switch. Sex from different rooms.
I don't know.
fucking.
No, I bet she fucks.
Yo, no, I she's fucking, but it could be like, I mean, God, looking.
And we're happy for her.
Who knows? Who
I
knows?
Say that with the utmost respect.
Yeah. She'd be fucking. I mean, everybody be, I mean, I hope everybody, you know, if you
Unless
want to be
don't
fucking
want to be.
Yeah, you should be fucking,
but yeah,
absolutely.
I'm here for the switch pansexual revolution.
That's here we are.
Yeah,
here we are.
Yeah,
switch pansexual
the agender poly pan switch.
No, it is the future. Switch is the future, and I'm looking at you. Yeah.
Why do I need to switch?
I mean, I'm a top, but if you really, I mean, like, I'm in a relationship and I've been in one for years, but I'm a top, but if you really want me to do something, like, I'll do it.
Because you love. Because
I'm down for
but
the sex.
Sounds...
People do things to get off, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's easier to do that not from laying on your back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's topping.
I think you and I are different kinds of. I think you and I are different kinds.
Hmm.
And I think
what if I think this is you, I think the I think the bigger question than
I do want to get into it, but I don't want to.
What is topping? I think that this is actually the topping. What is topping?
I'm gonna be for real.
I love that idea that like with people without. Penises like who aren't having anal sex, like we're all just using this terminology and none of us really know like what it means.
No, but I mean I think
is
it
a control
so many
thing?
Things yeah is it control
I think it's
is it who's giving who
or
an
who's
orgasm
directing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
that's
it's,
what Naomi thinks it is.
I think okay. it's kind of that, like I think that's a big part of it because mm-hmm. I think, and I guess that's also related to being like stone. But
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
I don't know if you could be
as
like
in
a stone
because
you can't be a stone mm-hmm. bottom. Because if you're a bottom, you're getting it. Sorry.
Maybe you are stone bottom, though, because
you
only want to get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
It's like we're,
cause
I think
stone
you can be
is
a stone bottom.
You don't want to be
have
touched
somebody
and you don't want
to
come.
Oh, yeah. So then what would you call it?
You
a bottomless bottom. A bottom.
Someone's just making sultry eye contact.
No,
with you and you're
No. I'm saying someone who only
I mean,
bottoms.
I would love to believe it.
Someone who only bottoms is what I'm referring to.
Then you're just a bottom. I think if you're, I identify like somewhat on the spectrum of being a bit more stone. Like
yeah.
me getting off is not that important to me.
Yeah.
But I will I enjoy getting other people off more than I enjoy getting off because I'm also deeply vulnerability averse. So it's my own sort of shit as well. But yeah, I'm being the boy.
This is so. Wait, I have a thought. I have a very big thought.
You
want to
know who the man in the relationship is?
Well, we know.
Okay,
but I have a very big thought. This is okay. I have two things. Okay, so is being a top then getting the other person off? And it's interesting that it would be that because, and I think heteronormative sex, it's really not like about that. Like realistically, it's just about a dude jizzing as opposed to like a girl coming. But in like gay sex is being a top trying to get someone to come.
I think
I don't think being a top is getting the other person off.
I think that's such being a top. It's like if someone's going to be fucking somebody else,
yeah,
the person who's fucking is the top.
Well, yeah,
because it's that way in gay male relationships as well. If you're a top, you're given it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you.
Generally, yeah.
But if you're a queer person who doesn't have a penis, you might be given it, but you might not be getting off because that's medically sort of so a place we haven't reached yet in terms of being in terms of.
And we're innovating, and we are.
The science is being developed. It's lesbian.
I want to say I think that the reason why I'm not super into like the top bottom dichotomy is everyone that I've ever met has changed me, and so I don't even like. And everyone talks about, like, talking about preferences before you get into something. And I'm like, actually, I'm going to keep that shit to myself and find out with you. Like,
fuck around and find out.
Like, literally,
I do feel that.
I do feel that. Because, like, I I've been with people who are like, this is what I like. And we'll start there. And then things change or, like, things come up that are like, what? I've never. You know, like, that is so important that like even when you talked about like ideology or like words that feel good, it's like I feel all the words I've said are non-words,
right?
You know,
right,
like I feel like recusing myself from the words and the definitions and even my own preferences, like other stuff gets to show up.
I think you're touching on like one of the hottest things in the world to me, which is just like being
I think Katie is super aroused. Is anyone else in this room everyone in this room is extremely aroused.
Okay, wait, Naomi and I, quick tangent story. Naomi and I they were interning one summer at Black Women's Blueprint in Brooklyn, and we went to this event, and there
this
was
is
a
the
woman there that was so
had.
I'm not gonna drink
so
water
turned
then.
On by something that she like
this.
We were
roll
in a
back.
Circle discussion.
Roll it back. We got. I'm now. I'm
okay,
excited. We got to tell the whole story.
Okay, so,
so
at
I was interning
the event.
For, I was interning. Shout out to Shinee. She could confirm the story. This for real happened.
I remember y'all talking about this.
I was interning at a Black feminist organization, and one of the people who worked there was a lovely woman who I respect so much and think she's so smart and cool. And she was very sex positive and wanted to screen a porn. In a feminist way.
Yes. But is this actually in
porn.
A feminist way? The way it turned out?
Yeah.
Is that the point of the story?
Yeah. No, this is a bigger subject again.
It was for women.
So we show up to watch the porn. Our friend Shinee is an icon and a legend, but not queer and really was unsure about watching the porn with everyone in public.
I love this about Shinee.
Like, she's legendary. We start watching the porn.
You're leaving out one part.
Oh, we realize that one of the people who's in the porn is in the room with us.
Yes.
Watching as well.
Yeah.
No judgment.
What is that?
Couldn't be me watching myself, but God bless.
That person is immediately so interesting to me.
And yeah.
Like,
so interesting.
And they were interesting to people in the room for sure. And one, we did like a talk back afterwards. Wouldn't recommend that. That is just a peculiar choice.
Wait. Go to the punch.
Yeah, go to the punch. So we're talking about it after, and
you remember,
and we're in a circle, and there was one woman who raised her hand. She was eager to contribute to the conversation, and she
God bless her.
And she, I think, like looked at
the person who was in the porn, like, directly in the face and said something along the lines of,
oh my God,
I'm slipping off my chair.
She shot her shot.
Oh, slip. My God.
She flew across the court.
Imagine,
like, to be honest, fucking
to be honest, people who are that free, I am not ready for you.
I've never felt more like a heterosexual prude than I did in that moment.
I think I'm so relieved for someone to say that. That would be like, thank God somebody made it silly. Like, that's silly.
It's silly.
Yeah. But the thing is, is she being silly?
Well, you can be silly and be dead serious at the same time. And I think she was being silly, and I think she was dead seriously slipping off her chair.
I could see myself saying something like that, but I don't think I would ever say it
while making direct eye contact. Oh,
in a way that was real.
Yeah.
Like,
I would say that situation sounds like it was so unique that
deeply
anything goes. The fact that it happened, the setting existed in the first place. What's gonna happen in the setting? Fucking crazy shit like that.
Crazy,
like,
100%.
Crazy, silly, goofy,
just like
stuff.
Strap in.
It was also the porn itself was very, 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 very not vanilla.
Oh.
There was intense stuff. People cried during it.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful.
Which was sort of, that's gay. Was it gay? It was gay.
Yeah, maybe that's why they were crying.
Gay. She was crying for another reason.
Oh, no.
But regardless, I needed to bring this up because I did say just a little bit before
that
this, I accidentally did say, I'm slipping
off
my chair.
Wait.
I said, I'm slipping, thinking about
making eye contact.
Like, I feel like you're just talking about, like, presence.
Yeah.
I'm slipping.
Oh my God.
I'm slipping. Now Joe's slipping.
I said this earlier today. It is terrifying to live in the present.
Oh,
I've been living in the present.
I love you.
So. That was Joe living in the present. I love you.
This is what happens when you, when you give us a setting.
Bury me. Yeah.
What's going to happen in the setting?
I'm in the present.
You made this setting. What's going to happen in the setting? It's called chaotic. Come on.
Yeah.
Joe's crying.
I'm in the present.
Not unlike the porn.
Terrified.
Terrified. Well, we can review our review, but this was... tantalizing.
I know. It's absolutely tantalizing.
Touching on one of the hottest things I've ever heard in my life.
I can't remember what podcast I was listening to where there was like a woman who was like a mindfulness person and like out of nowhere just started talking about, she was like, you have like never even had sex.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless you're touching, you're being touched and you don't know what's coming next. Is it going to be a brush
on the
elbow?
But that is true. That is true. I mean, it's true, but that's what love is. Love is attention, which is mindful awareness. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why love can be surprising every day.
I've been thinking about like presence as something that is like versus planning and like how presence, if now it's not the future, I think I've lived in the future for most of my life or like I'm just dreaming and scheming a lot.
Yeah. Which and do you think is part of the reason why you're so successful?
It's how I like build shit and like all creativity is presence, but it's also dreaming and scheming.
Yeah,
it's schemalicious. That's why I feel like,
but it's like in the moment, you're like, you have to be a part of the moment,
the
to
making,
be, yeah, the making
writing,
of
I'm
is
so
that.
Present. And then once that happens, I'm like, okay, what do I do with this?
I'm also a little bit like, oh, thank God that's done,
really.
Well, yeah, dude.
Yes,
well, because you want to throw up. Literally, writing is throwing up.
It's just kind of, it's so funny how, like, isn't that the meaning of life is to be here, but we all want to avoid it so goddamn deeply.
Because of one thing that happened in your childhood.
Yeah.
I know. It ruins the rest of your entire life.
It's just funny. It's just funny. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to rate a review.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to review a review, which means that we're going to hear a review from one of you. Fuckers.
Well, one of you fuckers. That's another
a
name.
A review?
To call so
a review of the podcast.
We're going to review their review.
Of the podcast. And it's a listener's review.
Oh,
and we get to rate it and subject people to what we get subjected to.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Rose3017 wrote, my favorite podcast right now
as
three W. That was clear.
Thank you. As a baby lesbian, this podcast helps me feel seen in so many ways. I love y'all as a band, and it's even better that y'all made a podcast.
Wow. Well, shout out to all the baby lesbies out there. I can't imagine how this podcast is identity affirming. I think it's probably neurodivergence affirming. So maybe get that checked out too.
I think that is being gay.
Well,
a little bit.
For some, like for many.
Overlap,
there's
sure.
a lot of
for
overlap.
Many.
Yeah.
What's this? What's the username again?
Rose 3017.
Yeah.
How do you not rate it 10 out of 10? That's nice, right?
Yeah.
What's to be said?
I don't know yet.
How do you review?
That's a 10 out of 10. We loved it.
Yeah.
That's
really
is it
nice.
Out of 10? I guess we can rate it out of
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I think
we
it's
want.
Just receiving it.
Do you ever pick a review or do you ever get a review that's like this negative? Is dumb?
We haven't. We've only started doing this last week, but I'm hoping to get creative people giving me some creative
Rose,
saucy.
We loved that though. That was really
Rose,
good. You were brave to write that as a baby Luz.
Yeah.
It's hard to be new.
It's hard to be new.
It's pretty cool.
Clear, we're not going to be reading bad reviews.
Yeah, we're never going to. Don't bother being mean to me.
5 stars.
Well, 5 stars. I want 5 stars, but I would read them if it's 5 stars and then you give me negative comments.
I kind of want to read one that's 5 stars and long.
Yeah, like,
like more information.
Or 5 stars and then just tell me a story.
Great. Yeah.
Just give me something else about you know what's going on in
put
your
me,
life.
Put like, me in the place
like,
you
Rose,
were
I loved the review,
this.
But it's like, I want to know even more about...
Yeah, what does baby lesbian mean? Does that mean that you're really young or you're really youngly a lesbian?
I think it's youngly a lesbian.
And a lesbian.
Yeah.
It could
and
be both.
Have you kissed anybody yet?
Yeah.
That's what I want to
know. Well, that's the hottest
are we all,
thing.
Are we theoretically
yearning on the
world?
Thanks, Rose.
Thanks, Rose.
Thanks, Rose 3.
Thank you, Lucy, for your...
A delight and honor. Thank you all.
Honestly, really fun. Yeah. I cannot tell you how wonderful it was. As I said, I love you.
So. I love you too.
Oh my gosh. As I said, I'm fully present and fully in love. So
we love you. Hope you stay in LA for a long time. All right. I love you all and I love you, Katie. Oh
wow. God. I love you all. I love you, Josette.
I love you all and I love you, Lucy.
Oh.
I love you all. This is a fabulous time. And I love you, Naomi.
I love that Naomi had their eyes closed.
How else can intimate. I? But I can only be present if I'm alone. So.
I found it to be very endearing. So, yeah. And I love you all, our beautiful fans. Rate, review, subscribe, do all the things that make us successful because we need them. Gaiotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the band Muna, but mostly we're known as the famous podcasters from the podcast Gaiotic.
Our producer is Anya Kanevskaya.
And our associate producer is Ali Khan.
If you want to prove that you love us, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever people review podcasts. We might even pick your review and talk about it if it's a really good and really nice one.
You can subscribe to Gaiotic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher,
wherever you get your podcasts.
New episodes drop on Hump Day, Wednesday, one of the greatest days of the week, baby.
That's right. We do this regularly because we have fucking discipline.
You're listening to our voices right now, which sound pretty good. But guess what? The face cards don't decline either. So head over to our Instagram at whereismuna and like one of our photos. I mean, truly any dopamine hit we can get is helpful.
Meet you right back here next week.
That was a HeadGum podcast.